two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the large number of candidates in the Salt Lake mayor's race could make today's primary real tight. County Clerk Sherry Swenson says if the race is close, we might not learn the winners for a couple of weeks. I'm Maria Chaleas.
Second, today we're seeing the intense body cam video of a roadside arrest of three kidnapping suspects in Parowan. The video shows highway patrol troopers, guns drawn, taking the suspects into custody. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever.
We have a KSL traffic trooper saying traffic on 90th South going westbound is backed up, and I am seeing delays between I-15 and Redwood Road. We also have an accident called out in West Jordan, 7800 South at 3200 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperatures recover back to the mid-90s for highs midweek. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
92 degrees now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger, piecing together the last movements of a mass shooter. Police in Dayton, Ohio have released a new video and a detailed timeline of the man who killed nine people.
The newly released surveillance video showing the gunman arriving at the Oregon District with his sister and companion before eventually separating. The gunman going back to the car to get the weapon, a hoodie, and tactical gear. The sister and companion were among the first shot, but Dayton Police Chief Richard Beal says investigators still can't agree whether they were targeted.
Some are saying absolutely not. He was not intentional. Some saying no, it had to be. I would say it's inconclusive.
Dayton police now confirming 17 people hurt by gunfire, up from the initial number of 14. Brian Burrow, ABC News.
The Justice Department says Attorney General William Barr has reassigned the warden from the Manhattan jail where accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein died by suicide over the weekend. Two staff members have also been placed on administrative leave. President Trump is back at his Bedminster Golf Club after touring a Shell petrochemicals complex in western Pennsylvania.
Today we celebrate the revolution in American energy that's helping make our economy the envy of the world.
The plant will turn the area's natural gas deposits into plastics. Police in Hong Kong say they've arrested five people for unlawful assembly and assaulting police officers after a second day of mass protests at the city's airport.
Of course, it is a business hub, so this is what the protesters are hoping, to actually impact China and Hong Kong in some places where it hurts. It continues to be the recommendation of the State Department that if you don't have to travel to Hong Kong, it may be a time to try and avoid it.
ABC News Chief Transportation Correspondent David Curley. The Trump administration says it's delaying some tariffs on Chinese imports until December, prompting stocks to soar on Wall Street, the Dow adding 373 points. The NASDAQ rose 153. The S&P added 43. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
Back to school. Back to school. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Schools all over Utah are facing more than just a teacher shortage. Many are facing a shortage of counselors, school psychologists. Back to school. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has an in-depth report on recruiting in our school districts.
There are several districts that already have all of their school counselor positions filled, like Alpine and Canyons. But educators have a much harder time finding school psychologists. Canyon School District Director of Responsive Services, B.J. Weller, says there are a limited number of programs to get people the proper training.
When I talked with the University of Utah, BYU, you know, they only accept 10 to 12 people into their program a year. And in the state of Utah, you know, if you have 20, 30 psychologists leaving the profession a year, there's not enough to cover the difference.
He says it's even harder to find social workers since many universities don't teach that at all. The American School Counselor Association recommends there be one counselor for every 250 children. But some state officials say there hasn't been enough funding to pay for that. Utah Board of Education School Counseling Program Specialist Kim Herrera says recently passed legislation would change that, giving an additional $16 million this year and...
Next year it's going to $26 million. And with that money, LEAs can choose to hire school counselors, school social workers, school psychologists, or contract with a local mental health agency.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
You've been listening to The In-Depth at 15 and 45, KSL News Time, 419. Triple Team Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Here's Ricky Meese.
Early onset slowing on the 201 this afternoon, going westbound Redwood Road to Bangor, and again as you're passing 5600 West. The South Belt also seeing a lot of slowdowns. This is eastbound on I-215 going from Redwood Road to the South Interchange. Southbound I-15 slowdown stretch from 2100 to 7200 South. Michelle?
We have congestion. This is on 5600 West between California Avenue, and then it straggles on down into about 3500 South West Valley. Bangor Highway, typical slowing for this time of day, both directions approaching the 201 freeway. Again, as you're going south through Taylorsville on into South Jordan. And I-15 in Utah County, about 20 minutes from Lehi to Provo. Steve?
And slow and go on southbound Foothill Drive from Sunnyside Avenue out to 21st South now. Heavy and slow on northbound I-15, 23rd North up to the North Interchange, plus Davis County delays from the Kaysville Ponds up to Hill Air Force Base. We have construction slow and go southbound I-15, Riverdale to Roy, and it's bogged down through Fruit Heights. On northbound 89, Main Street to 200 North, and from SR 193 approaching I-84. Performance Ford Lincoln at Bountiful. Get the most for your trade and save up to 20% on select 2019 models only at Performance Ford Lincoln at Bountiful. They'll put a smile on your face. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. The 7-day forecast. Dan Guthrie is here. They just wrapped up stage two of the tour of Utah. Lawson Craddock grabbing the yellow jersey in stage two. All I can think about is these guys went about 80 miles.
Yeah.
And it's hot.
It is. Luckily, temperatures have been below average, and I think the next couple stages, they're going up into the mountains. So that's kind of the way to do it, where temperatures will be in the 60s and 70s as opposed to 80s and 90s.
Oh, right. Tomorrow, they climb Powder Mountain. They say that's the toughest cycling climb in America.
Oh, yeah. I think they start at like noon 30 in Brigham City. So they'll be starting off in mid-80s, upper 80s-ish. So I bet they won't mind the climb. It'll get a little cooler.
It's vicious. And we're talking about cycling because there's nothing to say about the weather.
That's true. It will be sunny in 90s for the next, not just 7 days, but probably the next 14 days at the rate it's looking right now.
All right, that's it. That's,
you're welcome.
That's the 7 day.
Literally, that's
all
it.
All right, Dan Guthrie,
I'm
92 degrees, KSL News Time, 422.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. When the IRS invades your life, it's never good news. Keep in mind, it's not just you.
I owed roughly $34,000.
$61,000.
When the IRS first contacted me, I was horrified.
When they start hounding you and harassing you and assaulting you.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
From what I got told was being done in a matter of 2 years, he had done in a matter of like 48 hours.
It's a great thing to have the IRS off your back.
We have reduced our tax liability by over $42,000.
Once I signed on with Jordan, I never talked to the IRS again.
It changed our lives.
You need someone to fight for you. Visit taxhelput.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit taxhelput.com. That's taxhelput.com.
Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Jordan Wilcox can help. Taxhelput.com.
Yep, the carpool line is just a distant memory. I'd say about 200 miles distant.
This moment was brought to you by Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My mom was a guiding light, a light that shone brightest when wearing bell bottoms under a disco ball. I know Mom wouldn't want us to cry now. She'd want us to dance.
Who's with me?
We all want to be remembered for what makes us us. Wasatch Lawn Mortuary and Memorial Park, or any of our local Dignity Memorial providers, can help. Visit DignitySaltLake.com to learn more. Dignity Memorial, life well celebrated.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Consumer alert! Consumer alert!
Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. There's an extremely insane computer infection called Zeus ZBot, infecting hundreds of thousands of computers across the world. This infection is super malicious because it puts you in danger by recording every keystroke you make into your computer, stealing your confidential information, including your banking passwords. You could be infected and never know until you have all your money sucked out of your bank account. At PC Laptops, we can help. If you think you've been infected or just want to be safe, please bring in your PC, no matter what brand it is, in any one of our locations right now, and we'll scan it for free. Why are we doing this for free? Because we want to impress you so much that if you or any of your friends need a computer, service, or phone repair, you come to PC Laptops first. Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $7.99. PC Laptops, we love you.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL News Radio. All those grounded 737 MAX jets need love, even when they're parked on the tarmac. Turns out the engines have to be fired up once a week, and a pilot takes all those jets for a spin around the yard. If Boeing can't get the 737 MAX back in the air by winter, the cold poses a whole nother set of problems. The troubled jetliner has been grounded since March 10th. KSL Drive's Toyota is leaking details of the newest trim level of the Avalon sedan. The sporty TRD has upgraded handling, braking, a sleeker look. The Avalon TRD starts at about $43,000. Europe is picking a fight with Australia over feta cheese. The European Union wants Australia to stop labeling cheese made down under as feta or gorgonzola. Those are European products. So is Irish cream and Scotch whiskey. The EU wants to protect those unique names. But imagine if they tried to protect French fries. On Wall Street today, stocks soared higher as the Trump administration said it's going to hold off on imposing tariffs on imported Chinese goods till December. Retailers, electronic companies, toy makers all rose sharply. Best Buy, Intel, and Mattel each had great showings. The Dow jumped 382 points to 26,279. The S&P added 43 points. The NASDAQ gained 152. KSL News Time, 427.